How long since you were all together, Alan? How long since?
When we did the wrap around, the intros, etc., for the DVD, we all got together. They treated us to dinner and a little barbecue and a lot of reminiscing, and that was, what, maybe 6 months ago?
6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And before that, the reunion.
Then we did two reunion movies, yeah.
Joanna, when you saw the script, what were you doing? What did you think of this?
I was one of those actresses that was out auditioning for every pilot out there, and I really, really liked the script. But I actually auditioned and tested twice for this, once with many, many Jasons, and then the second time with only two, and it was with Mr. Thick over there, and we started the next day.
Do you think it would be a hit?
I had no idea. I prayed it would be a hit. But I didn't know. I mean, I was terrified. I was about to get divorced at that time. We were both going through divorces at that time.
Well, you told me you were already divorced.
Jeremy, you were the youngest?
Yes, I was. 8 years old.
How did they... were you a child actor?
Yeah, I'd started acting when I was about five and did a few guest spots on different TV shows, Charles in Charge and Different Strokes and a lot of the different sitcoms back then.
How'd you get this one?
They said they gave it to me because of my dolphin calls. But no, we went in, it was a big audition, probably 300 or 400 kids, and went in and just sat there and really talked to them. I don't even remember if we got to rehearsing the lines. I just went in and started telling jokes, just kind of being myself, and they thought it would work.
Tracy Gold, what were you doing?
Well, mine's a little complicated because I auditioned for Growing Pains when, the pilot was being shot, and I didn't get it. They cast somebody else. So I knew that everybody was doing the pilot and had heard about Growing Pains, and I knew that I had auditioned and hadn't gotten it. And then probably about 2 months later, I heard that they were going to recast the part of Carol Seaver, and they called and asked if I would come back in and read for it. And I'm like, no, you already saw me and didn't like me.
We're showing the original Carol now.
Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Who was she?
Elizabeth Ward. Elizabeth Ward, and she was the original Carol Seaver. And we were in Chicago kind of vacationing, and they were like, well, can you, my dad was going to come back early, and they were like, well, can you take her back with you and she'll audition? I'm like, I don't want to go back. So I finally ended up going back, and I auditioned because I was like, well, I'm not going to get it. They saw me. They didn't like me. But I went back. I auditioned. I auditioned with Kirk. I went to network, and it was a long process, and then I eventually got it. And I was really glad because I remember like reading about it in the paper and going, that's what I would have liked to have done.
Yeah. So. Kirk, did you like it right away?
Yeah, I did. I almost didn't get the part of Mike because I didn't want to go to the audition. I was 14 years old, and I was wanting to hang out with my friends and play basketball, so I was dragging my feet. I was late for the audition. Ran up, knocked on the door, said, please let me in. I did an audition and then asked the producer, now, is this a comedy or what? And he looked at John Paskin, the director, and said, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I think this could work. And came back and got the part.
And Alan, how did it come to you?
I was just coming off one of the great failures in the history of talk shows. Thanks for bringing it up, Larry. and that was Thick of the Night. And I was just so thrilled to have... I didn't care if the script was any good. I was just happy to have something to do for a week. And in fact, I was in doing what I had started my career doing, and that was as a writer. I was in pitching a show to ABC, and they were developing it. They liked the idea, and they said, you know, but by the way, we have this other show that we haven't found the male lead for yet, and they could maybe like use an Alan Thicke type. And I said, well, I happen to be available.
You're a perfect Alan Thicke.
Otherwise, I was going to be driving the Zamboni for the Kings that year. So I was very happy to get the call. And I remember when I finally got the part, I bursting into tears in the parking lot and phoning my two young boys instantly and just basically feeling that now I'd be able to take care of them.
You also write music, right?
I do. In fact, I was admiring your tie, which says, I believe, show me that smile again.
Yeah,
that was so nice
right
of you
there
to wear that for us.
Oh, yeah, you go. I can't read it. You can. But you wrote the themes for for Different Strokes, Facts of Life, and Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So you get money all the time.
We get a little taste every time those things appear on Nick at Night, yeah.
Wheel of Fortune you get every night, right?
No, because I wrote the original thing that ran for 8 years on NBC, and then when it went into syndication, Merv Griffin, who owns the show and I wanted to buy the rest of the Bahamas, he replaced my music with his own. But I was privileged to be on that for several years.